throughout the whole game. We didn't play as well as we wanted to, and we all know after the game that, especially even though we went to the, we went 1-0 up, we know that the game was in our hands, and we've given away a disappointing goal, and I think everybody's frustrated at that fact. That it's 3 points instead of the one, really. So, again, it was frustrating for everybody. But at the end of the day, we didn't lose the game, and that's a plus. That's a plus sign, really. That's the only thing.
3 minutes of added time were flagged up. It was in the 7th minute when they equalised. What happened there?
I'm not too sure. He said 3 minutes, and when I spoke to him, he said there's about a minute and 30 seconds left. Hilliard went down, and whether he added that on from there, I'm not too sure. And after the game, Muggs had said it was about 5 or 6, and a few boys was questioning it. So I don't know where the officials have got the extra time added on from. So again, it's disappointing, but there's nothing we can do about it, really. But obviously, it's frustrating from our point of view.
Unbeaten, and that's very much a positive, but Michael Doyle expressed his frustration at the lack of home wins this season on Saturday evening. What's the problem at Bramall Lane?
I'm not too sure. I mean, we were very good last season, and obviously we made that our own. This season, it's like I say, as Doyle said, it's been frustrating for everybody. We haven't got the wins that we needed, so I'm not too sure. We've been on good form away from home, and hopefully we can start and transform that into some of our home games, and hopefully we can put that right.
What does it mean to you that the team are undefeated at this stage of the season?
I think it's still positive from myself, and I think from everybody else's point of view. Obviously, we'd like to put some of our draws into wins, but like you say, we are where we need to be at this moment in the stage of the season. And obviously, we're still progressing, and we're still looking to put more into our games than that, really. So it's good.
What about you? How are you assessing your start to the year? I mean, you've come in, you've played on the wing, you're obviously now ensconced in the side too. How do you think it's gone?
Not too bad. I'd like to have played more myself personally. I think when I've played, I've come in, I've done well. And when I've started, I've played and I've done well. So I can't really knock it, and I've been in and out of the team. So that's the main thing. I just like to, when I haven't been in the team, I just got to keep plugging away and ticking away myself to keep fitness, because obviously the gaffer's got to use the squad at some point. And obviously when he's selected me or picked me to come on, hopefully I've done a job in his eyes, and not just for him, for the team and for the fans as well.
Do you see this chance at the moment as a big opportunity for you? Because of one or two injuries, of course, at centre-half. Matt Hill slotted in there. Here's your chance to cement the regular left-back role.
I'd like to think so. I mean, like I say, I'm just plugging away and working hard. When I've come into the side after, when it's been off of the bench, I've played my part and I've done well. And I think when I've started, I played well myself. So I'm enjoying it at the moment. Not really looking into anything. I'm just working hard for the team and just getting games as much as I can. And when the chance comes, I'm taking it.